let's stay with vacant lots and blighted properties. Courtney Linder looked into some of these issues in Pittsburgh in a three-part series for Public Source. That's our investigative news partner. And she joins me now. Courtney, we just heard about this project putting public art in vacant lots on Pittsburgh's north side to help facilitate conversations about the neighborhood. Did you talk to anyone in the north side about blight there?
Yeah, so the person that I had the most contact with is definitely Mark Masterson, who is the Northside Community Development Fund executive director. He kind of took me on this guided tour around all the neighborhoods in the north side, which a lot of people tend to think of the north side just as this one community. They don't realize that there's all these separate spots within it. And I thought, out of all of the things that I wrote about, some of the things that didn't make it in were about vacant lots. And one of the things he had said was that in the Observatory Hill neighborhood, they wanted to work on a hops yard in one of the vacant lots to kind of provide local breweries with Pittsburgh-grown hops. So I thought that was a pretty cool idea. He talked with me a good bit about other ways that we can kind of work on this vacant lot issue. And the main one being the side yard program. You can basically purchase any adjoining lot to your property that's city-owned and cannot have a structure built on it for really cheap, actually. I think $250 is the minimum bidding. And you can create pretty much anything out of it. You can turn it into a parking pad. You can make it into green space. A lot of people have been utilizing that. And I think that's a really great way to take something that is basically useless. You know, there's these overgrown patches all over the place that are kind of making communities disjointed. You walk around and it's kind of like a little girl with a toothless grin after she lost her teeth. There's houses here and there, and then you see these lots, and you're like, what used to be here? Was there a house fire? We don't know. But instead, you see people creating installation art, vegetable gardens. There's also some neighborhoods that do, like, rain barrels, rain collection. But it's better to have a vacant lot that's being used for something than a vacant building that's just collapsing, unless you can repair it somehow and you can kind of salvage it, gutting the inside. And that's what I sort of talk about in that preservation piece is like, you know, there is this line between can we save this building, can we not? And that's what's so hard to determine.
What did you learn about some of the issues around vacant lots and blight? And why is it such a problem in our region?
It's definitely a giant financial burden, first off, because whenever there's vacant lots, most of them are tax delinquent. The city can't maintain them either. It's a giant eyesore. So property values for neighboring buildings plummet. You see that and you're like, oh, I don't really want to move in next to this vacant lot. Instead of seeing them as a complete burden, we should see them as an opportunity, I think. And that's what I've seen a lot with community development groups. And the one piece that I wrote, Lena Andrews was the head of this community group in East Liberty that turned the spot that used to have a building on it probably about 40 to 50 years ago that was just kind of having trash thrown on it everywhere and turned it into this kind of community area where they can walk their dogs. And it's sort of this archway into the neighborhood now, whereas before it wasn't really serving any purpose. And I think that vacant lots are such an issue in Pittsburgh because there's so many of them. There's something like 27,000, I think, in Allegheny County, 9,000 in the city. And that just sort of speaks to this massive exodus of people that left in the last 60 years since the steel industry collapse. And it's like $595 to maintain each lot, and clearly the city isn't able to do that.
So what are some of the other ways that communities are addressing blight? I know that you did a piece about land banking. Can you talk a little bit about what that is?
To back up a little bit, I think we need to understand why we need a land bank. It's a really lengthy process to try to acquire buildings that are tax delinquent, essentially. And a land bank can kind of facilitate this process. Say that you have a community group. I talked to the Bloomfield Garfield Corporation. They're trying to create this sort of Garfield Park with vacant buildings, blighted buildings that are an eyesore to the community. They're dangerous. You know, they could be fire hazards and adjoining vacant lots. They want to acquire some of these properties, but some of them are privately owned by people who might not even live here anymore. Some of them are owned by the housing authority. But the bottom line is that the properties that they can acquire, they have to take to a treasury sale. And whenever they do that, anybody could outbid them. With a land bank in place, it could speed up the process and guarantee that they get the properties that they want. This land bank out east, the Tri-Cog Land Bank, that one just got signed on over the summer. Allegheny County approved it. Each municipality school district for the municipality, and then the county overall needs to approve of this land bank for it to actually acquire any properties in those areas. So take North Braddock, for example. North Braddock is one of those communities. Now, if you have a vacant lot or a vacant property, the land bank might say, okay, there's this strip of buildings that aren't really doing much for us, and we want to acquire those and turn it into something. They'll have like a small project in mind. So that's kind of the value of a land bank.
I feel like your articles are very hopeful, and they're all about solutions. And they're also community-oriented, like the people who live there are really taking this on.
Yeah, and that's one thing that Mark and I had talked about a lot whenever I was touring the north side with him, is that, you know, these large-scale projects that the city could fund, it isn't really going to fix the problem. I think a lot of it needs to come from the ground up. Communities that kind of take ownership of the area sort of create this really nice butterfly effect where you see if somebody, you know, participates in this side yard sale program and fixes up a lot next to their home, they buy it for really cheap. And then not only have they expanded their property and done something nice with it, but they've inspired people around them to probably want to do the same. I mean, people live everywhere for a reason. There needs to be something keeping people in their communities. And I think one thing is obviously having a nice place to live and looking around and being proud of what you see around you. And another one is feeling like you're a part of a community.
Well, thank you, Courtney.
Thanks for having me.
Courtney Linder looked into issues around blight and vacant properties for Public Source. That's our investigative news partner. You can read her stories at our website, alleghenyfront.org.